I don't know if you've heard, but there is no salvation outside of the Roman Catholic Church. Now, I know that some of you are probably cringing and thinking, boy, this ain't going to win us any friends. But in reality, the truth can't hurt us, because we have to understand the depth of those words. First of all, Jesus teaches us very clearly that there are those who are part of the church that perhaps don't even know it. There are those, for example, who do not know Christ. And perhaps if they were of the attitude that they would, if they knew the truth, if it was revealed to them, they would embrace it. That's the kind of disposition they have. Then they are already part of the church. If they are seeking to live a God-fearing life, a good life, a holy life, but they have not had access to the truth, then they are part of the church. Every single person who is baptized into the one true church. You're not baptized into one ecclesial community or another. You either baptized into the mystical body of Christ or you aren't. And if you are baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and you are baptized in water, you are a member of the mystical body of Christ. There's no question about that. And then there are those who are members of the church because they have been perhaps abused in their intellect and in their teachings. Maybe they were in a religion that turned them against the church, that filled them with various lies about the church. Because most of the time when I find when people are against the church or angry with the church, it's because of some misconception. I've said in other programs that every single thing the church teaches is in harmony with reason and common sense. And so therefore, if someone doesn't like what the church teaches, it's because they've been told a lie. And I have to tell you this because it's true. If somebody has told you something that is despicable about the Catholic Church, you were just spoken to by a liar. I don't care who he is or who she is. Because if they say something that goes against faith or reason or common sense, they have lied to you. And those people most certainly are not within the church. The church teaches very clearly that all forgiveness comes to us through the sacrament of reconciliation. Why? A sacrament is an outward sign instituted by Christ to give grace. What is the grace of the sacrament of reconciliation? Penance. The grace of that sacrament is forgiveness. Who forgives sins? Christ forgives sins. Who do we meet in that sacrament? Christ Jesus himself. Now, that does not mean that unless you walk into that confessional, you are not forgiven. Because there are circumstances where someone perhaps has no access to the sacrament. Maybe they're unaware of it, or they have been taught in such a way that their heart is so damaged that they have no access to the truth. And they desire that forgiveness from God. They are not forgiven outside of that sacrament. They are still forgiven within that sacrament, but the sacrament extends itself to them. And by virtue of that sacrament of reconciliation, it is that forgives them. For it is Christ reconciling that forgives all sins. And so therefore, they can find salvation. But it is always through the church that Jesus Christ established. Pagans living in a country that have had no missionary. And believe it or not, there are pagans, you know. There are a lot of them. People who do not believe in a loving and affectionate Father as a God, those are pagans. And I don't care what you want to call them. A pagan is a pagan. If a person does not believe in a loving and affectionate Father as God, they do not believe in Jesus Christ as the second person of the Blessed Trinity, as God made man, and the Spirit, which is the love between both of them, that person is a pagan. Because they do not believe in the one true God. Now, granted, there are many, many religions, Christian religions, and many of them have bits and pieces of the truth. When the great revolution took place and there was this violent, what they call reformation against the church, and so many Catholics were slaughtered because of their allegiance to the Holy Father and their love of Mary and so forth. And what they did was they took certain things. What they took with them when they left the church were beautiful things. They took sacred scripture. They took the sacrament of matrimony. Some of them even took a few other sacraments, very few of them. And they have those beautiful elements. But you see, they do not have the fullness of faith. And so it is extraordinarily difficult. If you look at sacred scripture and you see it exactly as it is written, how can you believe in a Bible that tells you that unless you eat the living flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you are dead? And he not only says it once, he says it several times, and thousands of people walk away from him. And why? Because they couldn't wrap their mind around it. And today we have the same thing. Salvation comes to the church because Christ Jesus reveals to us the fullness of truth. And as sentient beings, as beings with a mind and a free will, we are free to choose that fullness. But the sad part is that so many religions try to appeal to what the person is already. And that's the difficulty. We want to make Jesus like ourselves. And there was even a movement, not founded by the Second Vatican Council, but a movement in all of Christianity, let's make Jesus like me. Why do you think there are thousands of new religions every week? 1,000 new Christian sects and denominations all throughout the country. Why? Every single one of them move farther away from the Christ of Revelation, the Christ of history, the true Christ, the fullness of Christ, and his truth. You wonder why there is no salvation outside of the church. Now, I have already explained that there are many, many people, even those who are Christians but not united fully to the church, that are saved but through the church. If anyone is saved, it is always going to be through the church that Christ established. And there's not one single other Christian church on earth that can claim that Christ Jesus was their founder, him personally, and they were founded on the apostles. No one can state that. And if Jesus sent his Spirit, then we are guaranteed that we belong to the true church that Christ founded. We have an obligation to search for the truth, but to search in an honest way, a truthful way, to look not to ourselves for the answer, but to the church itself, outside of ourselves, to look to Christ for the answers. If we study sacred scripture, and we study the fathers of the church and the 2,000 years of tradition within the church, we will come to the fullness of faith. Look at how many great scripture scholars there have been in the various different religions who have come to the church because through the study of scripture, they have found the fullness. They have found the complete truth. Half measures never work. Jesus himself said, it's got to be all or nothing. He said, pick up your cross and follow me. I tell you this, you can find any religion that'll make you feel good. But as a priest, that's never going to be my job. My job is to make you feel good for all eternity. Here, get ready for the cross. Jesus said it. Pick up your cross and follow me. He didn't say ride it home. He didn't say put it on a wall so it stays there. He said, pick it up. Carry it. Well, that's what the church does. It shows us how to carry it. It shows us how to love, how to live, how to die, and how to rise in Christ. That's why there can be no salvation outside of truth. And the church is truth.